Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener. We encourage you to come out and be with us on our final day of our gospel meeting with Brother Aaron Halbrook. We'll meet this morning at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 for morning worship, and again this evening to conclude this series of lessons at 6:30 p.m. Want to remind you that the theme of this series has been the home, and you will hear very good Bible-centered lessons on the home, and have an opportunity to ask any questions that you might have concerning the home. If we can be of any help or assistance to you, we pray that you'll come and be with us during this final day of our gospel meeting. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Come check it out and let us know if we can be of further assistance to help you in your study and understanding of the precious Word of Life. Today, we want to talk about selecting a mate. And in Psalms chapter 127, the Bible says, "Unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it in vain." Yes, God sustains the home and the nations who trust in Him. Selecting a mate is the second most crucial decision in life after first submitting to Christ for salvation, which is the most important decision in your life. We need to understand and learn God's role for man and for woman, to do our part, to trust Him, and to do according to His will, and understand there are consequences that can be lifelong and even reach into eternity if we make poor choices. Let me begin in talking about selecting a mate. The first thing that must be accomplished from my experience and from reading of God's Word is that people must understand what marriage is. Both man and woman need to understand that marriage is a design, an institution that was ordained and given by God. As we talked about last week, God's gift to mankind was marriage. In Genesis 2:18-24, marriage reflects God's love for man and for woman in giving this divine institution for the happiness and the betterment of both. God joins us in a lifelong commitment and in a lifelong covenant. Romans chapter 7, verse 2 and 3 tells us that marriage is for life until the death of one or the other. And in Matthew 19, verse 6, we're told that whatever God joined together, man is not to put asunder. We need to understand that this commitment is irrevocable. We are to stay together, we are to love each other, and we're to serve each other. And we are to stay that way until death do we part. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39. So the first thing that I would tell the listening audience in selecting a mate is to make sure that the woman or man, whatever the case might be, for the woman looking for a husband or a wife or a man looking for a wife, is to understand that both enter the relationship knowing that it's lifelong. Understanding that it is a lifelong commitment to better and worse, for richer and poorer, till death do we part. Both people in this new marriage relationship need to understand that it is a permanent, lifelong decision. The second thing that must be considered in selecting a mate is select one who has the same spiritual goals and desires that you do. A divided home will not stand. Remember the teachings of Jesus in Matthew the 16th chapter. A house divided cannot stand. It is not a sin to marry one who is not a Christian. It is not a violation of God's word, but it certainly is poor judgment. Because two people in a home learning and striving to live together in the relationship of marriage, but going in two ways different spiritually speaking, will make it very difficult for love to grow and to bond together if both know that the mate is going in a different direction spiritually. Now, again, I want to reiterate, it is not sinful, but it is more difficult to live in a relationship where two people are on two different paths, spiritually speaking. My best advice would be, according to God's word, is to marry someone, ladies, marry someone, gentlemen, who want to go to heaven just as bad as you do. Marry someone that's going to help you get to heaven. Marry someone whose goal is to be in heaven with God and His saints someday, and is going to help you to get there too, and are going to raise your children that they might one day be there also. And so you need to find one who is spiritually minded, one who desires to serve God and to love God. The next thing that you must do in selecting a mate is to understand that both man and woman understand their roles. Please study Ephesians 5, verse 22 through 33. God put man in the position of spiritual leader and the leader of a home. He is the head of a house, not because male chauvinism, but because God designed it that way. Read 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. We need to understand that man is the head of the home, but with that responsibility comes awesome tasks that he must ensure. He is the head of the home, but that does not mean that the wife is a second-class citizen. She is to submit to his leadership. She is to serve him. She is to be a helpmeet to him and help do the things that will make the marriage happy and contented for both. But as she is to submit to him in everything, according to Ephesians 5, verse 24, he is to love her as Christ loved the church and gave his life for her, Ephesians 5, 25. You see, if a man truly loves his wife as Christ loved the church and treats her in that capacity, then it will not be difficult for the woman to submit to his authority and rule. God wants both to be in a happy relationship. The man and the woman have different roles. When selecting a mate, be sure that your mate understands the role that God has designed for the woman and the man. Make sure that you talk about that, that you understand what it means to be submissive women. And men, you understand what it means to be ahead, but do it in a loving and kind and helpful way. Understand that our role in finding a mate is that each one accepts the role that God has given in marriage. The next thing that you should look at is character. I know many people think that appearance is important. Well, appearance has its place, but it is much more important to find a mate that has godly character, one who seeks to pattern their life after God, one that tries to live their life after God's teaching, one that understands that certain things will cause their relationship to be damaged. Just to give you some examples, I've heard people say, and I've had discussions with people that I plan to marry in classes that I have with them prior to marriage, that think they can change their mate. If you go into a marriage relationship, ladies or men, thinking you can change the person you're marrying, then that person's probably not right for you. As an example, if the person, ladies, that you're going to marry has a tendency to lie to you before you're married, it's a good probability he's going to lie to you while you are married. How can you trust the person? Men, if the woman that you're going to marry doesn't seem to have any motivation, doesn't seem to really have any desire to be a housewife or to raise children, and you want children, then why would you marry one who does not seem to have that same desire? And so you look at the character. What kind of character do they have? Are they honest? Are they forthright? Do they respect you? Do they treat you with respect? Do they love you in a way that they express it in a kind and understanding way? A person that is selfish before marriage will be selfish after marriage. One who's proud and envious and has lots of jealousy, well, marriage is not going to change that. Or if they're bitter or if they're hateful. If a person has the trouble of gambling or drinking or cursing, then that's not going to get better after they marry. The marriage relationship is not going to change that character. You're not going to change a man or a woman who practices sin. You need to find one who tries to live above sin, who tries to live above the ways of the world, one that tries to seek the kingdom of God first in all his righteousness, Matthew 6, verse 33, one that has put to death the deeds of the flesh, Colossians 3, verse 1 through 5, one that understands that a godly character is to be sought more than physical appearance. Now, I'm not saying that physical appearance is not important, but it should not be the top priority. Why? Well, let me ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to grow older? Is our hair going to get a little thinner? Is it going to get a little greater? Are we going to begin to have some wrinkles that we didn't have before? Are we going to get more feeble? If a marriage is based upon looks and appearance, what happens when those looks fade? Well, that's the thing you must consider. And another thing, what about financial stability? We men and women need to understand that there needs to be a concept between them of how they're going to budget their money. They need to understand how they're going to handle their finances. This is something you need to talk about prior to getting married. You don't want to marry women. You don't want to marry a man that doesn't know how to manage his money, one that is not very thrifty, one that foolishly wastes it. Do you think getting married is going to change that? And husband, you don't want to marry a woman who doesn't understand that there needs to be a budget and we need to live within that budget and we need to make plans for the things that we buy that we not live above our means. Those are things that you need to talk about before marriage. One last thing. In selecting a mate, be sure that you understand that that marriage is for life and that divorce is not an option. You need to sit down with your prospective mate and you need to talk about everything that is involved in marriage. That means your finances, that means your attitudes and your desires about children, that means a sexual relationship and what you expect and what you believe is proper according to God's will and what you plan to do in that relationship. You also need to sit down and talk about how you plan to raise your children in the way that you want to raise them. My grandfather once told me, if you cannot sit down with your prospective mate and talk about anything of the marriage relationship that you're about to enter, then you're not ready to get married and you maybe need to look for another mate. One last instruction. We need to pray fervently that God helps us and gives us wisdom in selecting the mate that I plan to have for the rest of my life. And we need to pray together. We need to learn to pray together. And we need to learn to trust in God's providence in helping us find a mate that will help us and aid us through life that we both would get to heaven. If the Lord builds the house will stand. A marriage that is Christ-centered, that has Christ as its centerpiece, who with both man and woman striving to be good Christians, to serve God and to keep His commandments and to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and will fulfill the roles that God gave man and woman. That's the kind of mate that you want to choose. That's the kind of mate that will be a lifelong companion that will make you happy and will give you the best possible chance for success in your marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, select a mate who loves God and wants to go to heaven just as bad as you do. Thank you for listening. Come and be with us today.